Okay, we have the time. We're putting time.
Yes, please go first.
Six flies in the top. Itmar.
What?
The top of the crest of an olive. ATA, and I assume it's still. No? Six lines in the top. Itmar. Name the time right in Leglet. When do the 90 days start from again? Rab Avram Meshach, the Sina, Shmuel Avram Meshach, Ksiba. Rab says when the get is handed over, and Shmuel says from the date of the get. When he wrote the get, that's when the 90 days start. Dr. Gemara, not Dr. Rashi, is there Rashi? Rashi, maybe I might on the get. Ibu Chadashim, She'isya Tzricha Lahantan. Now, let me explain what Shmuel is saying. Rab is simple. She gets divorced, he starts counting the 90 days. Shmuel is going into halacha as follows. The Rabbanon, after a get, rabbinically, that's called a get yashan. We will be learning about get yashan multiple times in this Masechta. A get yashan is, the get was written, and then the man and woman were together in a room. We have no idea what happened, but it's very possible they had a relationship. And it gets written. And what happens might happen is, a child might be conceived, and years later, people will look at the date of the get and look at the birthday of the child and say, this child was born out of wedlock. She was a divorced lady. That's what people will say. So therefore, the Rabbana said, a person cannot be alone with his wife. That's not lawful. Therefore, based on that, Shmuel is saying, that once the get is written, the 90-day count starts. The 90-day count starts because they're not no longer going to be together. Now, we'll see right from the wrong, it's not so simple, but at least at this point, let's read it inside again. What happens is two women will be divorced in the same courtyard. Like, courtyard had many houses. And he's just picking that as a muscle. Two women in the same courtyard are divorced on the same day. One to get was written 5 weeks ago, one to get was written today. And you're going to say, one can get married earlier than the other. And people are going to look at it and say, huh? They got divorced on the same day. Amalei, Abaya, so Abaya answered, Zuzman gita mukhechala, but Zuzman gita mukhechala. People will look at the get and they'll see the difference. You don't worry. Look at the get. You'll see it's dated a different day. Rashi. Days Rashi, Shukhatsu Rashi, some other mechan. Sorry, Rashi has it, one person. He divorced both of his wives. He's leaving on a trip, and he divorced both of his wives on the same day. Except, the dead cousin was next to the Chaydish. One was written a month earlier. It was Shmuel. People will have a question mark. So, those should be asked to be a mechad. The mark answer is because each one has a date that's making a color. Tiny kolos of the Rav, tiny kolos of the Shmuel. We have a brayser that's a brayser that's a more Shmuel. Tiny kolos of the Rav, a shliach get for ishtay. A person who sends a get to his wife. The ishtay shliach with derech yimuchadashim. And it took the shliach 3 months to get here. She gives the other shliach lahan to yimuchadashim. When the get comes here, she still has to wait another 3 months. When we get yashin eichashishin, however, you don't have to say, if you have a get written 3 months before it's given, we're together. The answer is you have no proof they were together. So why would you assume they were together? He's sending the get from Australia. It takes 3 months to get here. So we don't have to be afraid that during these 3 months they spend time together. because he's in a stra- because he was never alone with her. Rashi. Get Yarsin. Tamatanina. Later on, we learned in the Mishnah. They know the Megaris to get Yarsin. They to get Yarsin. What is considered to get Yarsin? Kosin is Yachid Ima. The Yachid Sakai. He was the Yichud with her after he wrote it to her. The Taima. Shemi Yerma Gita Kaidam with her. Because people will say that the get preceded her to Shemma, meaning Kleber. Shemma Kasar, the Taylor makes the Russell with her. She might become pregnant and give birth between the writing and the giving. People will say she was the type of business. And that wouldn't possible the kid. He's a kosher Jew, except he's a pogrom. People will say he's born out of wedlock. It reflects badly on him. It reflects badly on his mom. So therefore, if they're miyachid, we say, don't give that get. How do you come up with the shul? How much does get me a state? Somebody gave
me... The
Nesson
law, do we have that word according to Shmuel? What does that do?
I lost you. That's what she's divorced.
It says the Nesson law.
That's when he's divorced. She's not divorced, so the guy turned it over.
But
what's the what, so,
you
just see this for 90 days. The woman's not divorced, so that guy is transferred in front of two Adam. That's what the parent said.
Again, I'm serious.
Yes.
With other
questions,
there is a difference.
Again, 90 days is a rabbinic requirement. The tyrant does not require any wait between the get and her next marriage. The brother want to know whose child is what. Therefore, they said, they have a question for that. Therefore, they said, there has to be a 90-day wait. Right. Now, that's a rabbinic. When does that 90 days start?
It has to be consistent, though. We can't take one. We don't change our mind. Well, if he's been young, then we don't have to wait. Or do we...
We'll see. That's the talk.
You know Rabbi Shmuel, that's all we know.
All we know is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi says, you go from the time of giving. Not because, and you don't have to worry about the fact that they get paid 3 months earlier, but they never went together, so therefore don't worry about getting your son. And you start counting 90 days from the day the get is given.
Like
look, exactly.
I mean, the opposite is,
isn't
the chazaka, they're married, they're still married.
Who said they're not?
Right, so what we don't have to worry that they were together.
We don't know they were together.
We don't know they were together.
Again. The assumption is they weren't, unless we know they were. That's a problem.
Well, the Kazakh says that they're married, so they were. We don't know what happened.
Okay, so let's wait 2 more minutes, and then we'll talk.
A woman passed her childbearing years, you think,
also. Okay, let's begin again. Rabbi Tzai, I need 2 more lines.
Okay.
Hamashlus Gebelis, right? Somebody who gives his get to a third party to give it to his wife in a number of months. Don't give it there till 3 months. So Shmuel says, somebody is in the same town, and he gives the get to a third party, and he says, here, give this to my wife in 3 months from now. And they give it to my wife 3 months from now. Now look at it, she's divorced, and she doesn't have to wait 90 days. In 90 days, from the date of the get is written, that's what the Brisa says. And you don't have to wait for get kasha because he wasn't alone with her. Zot Rashi. Hamashlis. Master HaGet Mishlis. He gave the get to a third party. And then the guy said, well, the son Gimu Chadashim, the who, halach with Arkay, and he left. The Tarek was not the Miyad, the Mishask singing him. Now, let me just explain what's going on over here. There's a Machoikis Rishaynim. Now, I'll be very honest. Gemara Tamid Bay seems to say clearly one way, and I'm not sure how one group of Rishaynim learned that Gemara. The fear of Get Yashan. What is the assumption? Is the assumption that once a person writes a Get, he knows the halacha that if he's alone with his wife, the get is going to be puzzled. So therefore, from the moment he writes the get, he separates from his wife. And that's the assumption, unless we know otherwise. That's what Roy and Rishayim seem to learn. That's what the Gemara and the Amid Bey seems to say. Don't assume they were alone unless you know they were alone. Because he's well aware that if he's alone with her, he invalidates the get. And therefore, as soon as he writes the get, he will not be living in her apartment. That's life. That's how most Rishayim seem to learn. There's a sheet of Tosfos Rim, and they bring a Raya from Rashi, and that's a question whether you like the Raya or not. That it's only if you're out of town that you're not chayshus to get Yashin. So therefore, in the case of Shaleach Mevinas Hayam, we don't have to be afraid of get Yashin. He's in Australia. No reason to suspect that he came back and was with her. But if it's in the same city, then we don't trust them in the same city. We have to know they weren't together, which means somebody would have to get out of here, move out, so there shouldn't be a suspicion. Now, they want to bring a Raya from Rashi like the Tosfos Rim. Now, again, we're going to get to the Amud Beis, but I learned the Amud Beis. It's clear like the other Rishayim. I don't know how Tosfos Rim is going to answer that Gemara. But they want to bring a Raya from Rashi, that's why I'm bringing it up. Oh, no. Because Rashi says, "I'm mashlus get l'ishtai," Rashi adds, "and he left." Why did Rashi have to add the words, "and he left"? He gave the get to a third party and said, "Give it to my wife in 3 months." But Rashi, "Vuhu halach l'darkai." Why did Rashi have to say that he traveled? Why is that an essential part of the story? So now, wait, I want to say, Rashi's trying to tell me he's in the same town. We are worried about Get Yashin. So the only reason we don't worry about Get Yashin is because who was with that guy? He went on a business trip. Not here for the next 3 months. That's what some Akhwaitim want to say. Again, the problem is in the Gemara number days, at least when I prepared it, I saw clearly that we're not afraid of Get Yashin even in the same city. I don't know what the Tosfos Rim does with it. The other way of learning Rashi is this. Rashi thinks, why would a guy do that? Why would he give a get to a third party and say, give it to her in 3 months? But, hello, you're in town. You don't want to hand it to yourself? Appoint the shliach the day before. Why are you handing a get to somebody 3 months before and say, give it to my wife in 3 months? Well, Rashi says, well, who I look with Akai. That's how I would have looked, Rashi. But Akhwai didn't want to be Medayek. But the fact that Rashi adds that to the story that he holds it to Tosfos Rim, that if a person is in the same town, we are worried about Get Yashin. That's what Tosfos Rim says. Again, we'll have a Gemara the other days that sounds not that way. I don't know if Shad equates to the Tosfos Rim. We're worried about when we get to the other days. However, but the reason these things, the price of both prices and the word Get Yashin in the Kiddush, is to tell me that whatever circumstance is, you can have a get dated 3 months before the divorce takes place. And then you'll ask the question, but they're together. No, they're not together. Now, either you learn like most Rishonim that say, assume that they keep the halacha, not like Rabbi Kohl wanted to say, or you learn like the Tosfos Rim and Rabbi Kohl and what they want to say, Rashi. Then they're looking at me. In the same city, would be very suspicious of a get Yashin on a get dated 3 months before it's given. So therefore, they learn that it's because he's not in the same city, we're not afraid of Get Yashin. They're in a room, Nichon. We don't know what happened in that room. We don't know what happened in that room. Correct. Question is, are we just, right, Rabbi Kohler? I mean, Corey's been having his hand up for a while, yes. Not when he's not the name of the drive son. If a person writes again, there's no need to spend time with his wife anymore. It's questionable whether he's allowed to spend time with his wife. Not quite if they're older, once they decide to get divorced, they're not allowed to be together. He wrote it.
He hasn't given it
yet. Yeah, but that's called nothing. Ain't no Picasso. Remember, we had a Gemara that said people don't write getting earlier. Not a joke, right? But not committing to another one else. You might forget, he's seriously considering divorce. I'll never forget, somebody called me. It was him and his wife decided to divorce. Somebody called me for him. Him and his wife decided to divorce. Could they still be together until they have children? So I thought it was Usher. So I called him double code. And he screamed, "Well, you think this is a joke? They're getting divorced. Why are they together?" He yelled at me. But then the guy went there for a different rug and was not for it. So to me, it was a kind of sniff look. So, no, I'm not getting
that. You got to take Smith with him. He had Smith with him.
You have to keep the words I'd like to get because he's going to the army or something. I like that as well, right?
Again, the get's written, the Chazal made a takana that he can't be with her. That was Chazal's takana. You're questioning the takana is hurting in other ways.
It's contradicting to another halacha.
Chazal has a right to remove it if they want to. But in a normal case, the guy might forget he shouldn't be with his wife. I mean, you heard of Nebuchadnezzar.
I did.
They enjoy being with each other, and in both cases, when they decide to divorce, they don't separate. They still live in the same, they're allowed to live in the same house, most parties can say. But they should not have intimacy.
Who
wants to work, right? Depends how the get was written. Somebody said I'm going to deny if I don't make it back from war. And therefore, never kicked in if he comes back. And somebody said I'm going to get and they had to remarry again. Kaya don't go to war for other reasons. That was amazing.
What do you think that Yashua probably could have done before? Can you say Yashua where they were together? What defines this Yashua?
Yeah, Yashua is where they were together. So do we worry about it or not? Both of these writers are saying you don't worry about what you don't know. Now, again, most Rishonim learned that's true even in the same city. The Tzitzit is Mechadish, and if they're the same city, we do worry about it. Again, the problem being that the Gemara number 8, again, the way I understood the Gemara number 8, maybe when we get there we'll have a different explanation, seemed to clearly state that you don't worry about getting Yashin unless you know.
I can't believe people on Rashi, why Allah Hodarkoi is just... he contends that why because what's the, you know why he's doing it? Because he's got a soaker now. He doesn't want to do it to, and that's why he did it.
Again, I hear you. I'm just pointing out the deep from Rashi. You like it, you like it, you don't like it, you don't like it. You like the deep.
I know.
Again, you're 100% entitled. Good people on your side. Kosher people.
Like the people
yesterday. What's the people? They were sort of top of the world yesterday. Okay. Third thing I'd like to say. The Kahari, the Papi, the Ravashi, of the Mishaf Ksiva. They passed him, the Mishaf Ksiva, much more. The Baba, the Rahudabed, the Shua, of the Mishaf Ksiva. They passed him, the Mishaf Ksiva. Now look at the Mishach Siva, we pass the much more. Which is unusual, because in Shilas of Israel, we pass the like Rav. We pass the like Rav, here we pass the much more. Now to go ahead, like, get my new. at what point is Ksuba turned into a loan? Halacha Maisa, we're in Shemitah now. At the end of Shemitah, let's remind the principle, all loans get canceled. We write a principle to avoid that from happening. The mechanism of principle will be discussed in the fourth parak again. But if you don't write a principle, all loans are canceled. How about non-loans? How about obligations that aren't loans? They're not canceled. Here's a lady who got divorced. She has the right to collect her ksuba. Does Shemitah affect that obligation? It's not a loan. It's not a loan. She didn't lend her husband money that she's collecting. It's an obligation her husband has to pay her ksuba. So what point, what turns ksuba into a loan? At what point does ksuba become a loan? That's the Gemara's question. Maybe never. Ksuba is not a loan. At what point does ksuba turn into a loan? So Rav Amar, she has to do two things. She tizkled, the tizkled. She has to collect some of it, and she has to say, the rest you owe me. Not simple, she has to say it. Rashi says, she has to establish it that you owe me the rest. Meaning, she does two things. She collects a part and says, you can pay me the rest later. Meaning, she makes it into a, turns it into a loan that way. Even though she never lent him anything, it becomes like a loan.
Someone did a hand it to someone,
those
are
money, right?
Shemitah
did not touch that.
No. Oh, what do
you mean?
Loan?
Not a loan.
No,
no. At a point when he would come to Bezen, and Bezen would say you have to pay him, the guy says, I don't have money now, the guy says, you'll pay me later, it turns into a loan. That's a shiloh we had in Silva, so she gets partial payment and she still gets the. It depends if he tells the guy, pay me out, that becomes a loan, correct?
He was nice enough to give him a call.
Again, the guy has to pay now, and by saying you'll pay me later, you're making it into a loan.
That makes it worse, because the Shemitah will knock it off.
Exactly.
Well, I'm giving you a favor.
You're right, a principle. So write a principle. Rashi. Now, I'm going to read the Rashi's here, and Rashi seems to say two separate reasons here. So I want to read the Rashi and point out the Rashi says two separate reasons. And the question is, why does Rashi need two reasons? Look, Rashi, the first Rashi. Menasai, Gimel, take Suba Kishar, Star Chayv, or sometimes the Shvias. At what point does Suba turn into a regular loan and Shvita removes it? The Shatifkai. The Gully died to their menace, we go to live from. She's revealing it's now ready to collect it. The Tiskites of Hamaisha Benova, she puts the rest on as a loan. The Nazgulam Shimksuba leaves being a Ksuba, Maisha Bezin Shayna Mishamit. It leaves being a Bezin obligation, which does not, Shemita does not take away. The Chalalash came to Achayim and now becomes a regular debt. Okay, so you notice Rashi said two things. Number one, he said that when she takes part of it, it now becomes collectible. Now it becomes like it's collected, she wants to collect. What? To collect. The part to get paid. Biggest to ask for the money, and the part to get paid. Now, let me explain this. Why Rashi says two reasons here. The other reason Rashi says, and please, if I can just have 3 minutes to explain this without interruption, it makes life easier. And the other reason Rashi says is because of Maisa Ben. Anything that's a Bezin obligation does not get removed by Shemitah. Now, the Torah says, do not collect a loan after Shemitah. When you guys, as for Eyal and Achim, he called Shemitah Hashem. The Torah makes a law to collect the loan owed to you after Shemitah. Now, the Gemara says in Marcus, the Machlokes, this is the lawsuit we're going with. If somebody lends a guy money for 10 years, it means it's not collectible for 10 years, he doesn't have to write a principal. He can't take it off. Shmita only takes up loans that he could collect now, and he's not allowed to collect because Shmita came. But a loan that's not due for another 3 years is not what you guys. The Torah said do not collect something collectible. If it's not collectible, it's not usher. So the Torah reveals to me that Shmita only removes things that are made to be collected now. And the Torah says, since Shmita passed, you can't collect. So now, Exuba, the man is divorced her, right? Before the man died. She never asked for the money. We don't view that as she's ready to collect, even though she has a right to collect it at any time. But it's not made to collect. And you don't ask me why, because I have trouble with this myself. But what we're saying is that Exuba is not, till she starts collecting it, it's not able to be collected. She has a right to, at one point, collect it, but it's not like a loan that people go and get right away. Especially if he dies. If he dies, she's getting set from the estate. So therefore, divorce is harder. But therefore, Suba is not at the point of being, that when, once she asks for some money, it now becomes something that she's ready to collect. And therefore, there is a lot of money, guys. That's why Rashi, the first Rashi says, the certificate says the godly dieter in medicine legally is really bar up. By taking a little bit, she's saying, okay, I'm ready to get paid. That means till this point, it wasn't something that she planned to collect at this point. It was like a 10-year loan. Once she collects the first part, she's telling us, I'm in the collection mode. And therefore, the law of what he just kicks in. However, there's another problem. So there's a mighty best. It's Bezin's obligation. Chazal obligated Subba. Not alone. It was an obligation by Chazal. Chazal's obligations don't go away with Shmita. But if he says them, you can pay out the rest. She's turning that Chazal obligation into a loan. So according to Rav, she has to do two things. She has to remove two reasons. This is the way that Chayim explained Rashi, or Bochanan explained Rashi. There's two reasons why Shmita shouldn't be. One, we don't view Ksuba as something she's ready to collect. And two, it's a night to bed. Therefore, she has two solutions, two parts. Tivgain says, this lady's collecting. And Tivgain says, it's no longer a night to bed, it's a regular loan.
Rabbi?
I said, I'm not sure why after divorce it's not automatically able to be collected. The Amana is much easier because the Amana is eating from the estate, so she's not ready to collect in civil. Getting set. Correct.
So they both the same.
Again.
And a minute after the person's demise, or after he didn't get or wrote down the word, that minute, they owe the money. Now, she wants me to deal with them, pay it off.
So, Chazal, so the way that quite a learning Rashi, Rashi said,
well,
again, the way that quite a learning Rashi is that we don't view Ksuba like a star loan. Because a woman doesn't necessarily collect her silver right away. And therefore, unless she shows us that she's in the collection mode, we view it like a long-term loan. I'm just telling you what they say. I hear your problem.
That problem doesn't even
make...
I don't have... I'll get it.
My mother makes a lot of sense. She'd rather eat from the estate than collect. Not ready to collect. She doesn't even want to collect. She wants to eat from the estate. She's getting fed.
Maybe
once the... Well, makes perfect sense. I agree with the charter.
She doesn't want
the money now.
Why?
She wants to eat.
What she wants?
Since she doesn't show us that she wants the money, we think she doesn't want the money now.
Because, I mean,
hands are away.
We pass it on. I don't like this.
Rabbi?
No, that's a good one. 25 years of the study.
She put herself in trouble a little bit if she continued it alone.
By start, two things happen. When she starts to collect, she's saying, I'm ready to get paid. So now it's a loan that's due. And by saying, pay me out the rest, she's trying to get into a loan. No. So third part, she's making it something collectible now.
That makes it a loan.
It doesn't make it a loan. It just makes it within the law of do not collect.
It's like default, it's not a loan. It's default, it's
the payment,
which is not
Mishakim. Correct.
Once, so what the two, or the, it's not like the same, really.
One, one is that it's not Mishakim because it's not a loan. That problem is taken care of the minute she says, pay me out. Once she says, pay me out, she turns the nice abandon into a loan.
Okay.
But, it's a long-term loan. Long-term loans don't get affected by Shemitah.
Oh.
So by collecting a little bit, it's no longer a long-term loan.
How did she say, you can open now?
Now she needs a principal. Because she collected a little bit.
Long-term?
Long-term does not need a principal. But it's not due now. I shouldn't have mentioned this. I should have gotten involved with it. If somebody borrows for 10 years, she doesn't need a principal.
Right.
Why?
Because there's no right to
Right. So it's simply viewed like a 10-year before she collects anything.
Rabbi?
Nothing to do with that. Besides for that, it's also a mindset event. The whole collection of children becomes dead and obligated. Once she says, pay me out, there's two things you have to do. Tip guide, the tip guide. So Rashi points out, tip guide takes care of one problem, and tip guide takes care of a second problem. Tip guide makes it a collectible loan now, collectible obligation now. Exactly. And tip guide makes it into a loan. Says, pay me out. So therefore, if you look at the Rashi, in the first Rashi, Rashi says, Tizkain, and therefore, Gali died to their madness legalized. She's showing us she's ready to collect. So therefore, it cuts it from long-term to short-term. The next Rashi says, Tizkain, and she takes it out of my Zibet, and now it's alone. That's what that writing point down in Rashi. I said, I don't know Pshat and Grusha. I didn't see anybody say it different. I just don't know why Grusha is not, why in the world Grusha is not ready to be collecting this minute. She's not getting any benefit anymore.
Look, if someone has a loan, can you take out a little bit?
It's going to be... Have to. The loan has to do that.
Making it
the short term. We view silver like long term.
In other words, once you start collecting, it becomes short term.
Exactly.
And then she has to worry about what happens after.
Correct, she has to get herself a principal. Need to
ask. If she goes to the bank and she hasn't collected anything yet, I haven't given her.
The minute she starts asking for money, you want to know if he has to actually pay her? Gosh, because it's not just the minute she asks for money.
We see process. First, we get out of line, come along like long term. Then she can make it go
either way. It doesn't have to go one way or the other first.
You can make a short term loan out of something.
You can make a short term life to bed.
But that's not
then she makes it into a loan. I'm explaining the way Rabbi Chana learns Rashi. Again, maybe we'd have been better off not getting a loan.
She hasn't collected anything yet. It should not become an automatic
No. don't think so.
There's no contract, no paperwork, rather?
No, exactly. That's called turning it into a loan.
In 3 years.
Well, I mean, it's not collectible now for 3 years, so then in a Konami, it wouldn't be an issue because it wasn't a pay.
It's
a long-term loan, she said that you don't have to pay me for the next 10 years. Yeah, you can make the best of the 10-year loan. He needs to pay 100 years. Why should he pay? And she, that he needs to be paid in a year. What does he want to pay her now? Over a balance or at the end of 10 years? Yeah, because if it's over a balance, that means it's due now. If it's not due for another 10 years, again, the rule of Shemitah is you can't collect something that's due now. Mr. Goldstein was saying, if the retester's arrest is not due for the next 200 years, he's turned it into a long-term loan. And Shemitah does not touch the long-term loan. Shmuel Amar, Tag Mavlich Leitakvam, Tag Mavlich Leitakvam. Shmuel says one is enough. Either one of the two is enough to turn it into a loan. You take partial payment that turns into a loan. Go to my debt into a loan just by partial payment. Or by just saying, pay me out. That also turns it into a loan. Even if you didn't take anything now. Tiny Kavas of the Rav, Tiny Kavas of the Shmuel. Tiny Kavas of the Rav, maybe take some of the Shemetis. We should tiskine the tiskine. If you get the partial payment and turn to the rest to pay out. Pugdable and Dunkle and Pugma, and the Mishameth is such a tinkle in the tiskine. The Brian says, make that clearly, you need both. Tiny Kalev of the Shmuel, Ines Uknat Upitsui, Ines Uknat, let's take this. Ines is a person with an honest girl. He owes her 50 kesef. Knat is Mikey Shemra. He owes her 100 kesef. He said his wife was Mizana during Harrison. He hired Aiden. Pitoy, he seduced the girl. She owes her 50 kesef. These are all obligations that are not loans. So the teacher, she sucked from the notebook. He said that turns into a loan of Shantan. The blood, Bema Shantan. Bema Zayn is covered with Nova. When does it turn into a loan? The Shasam Mother Medina. When Bezin says you have to pay it, the guy says I can't pay it now, it turns into a loan. Well, we're describing that saying pay me out is an automatic that happens if the guy doesn't have money when Bezin says he has to pay. That's saying pay me out. He goes to Bezin. Bezin says you owe it. He says I don't have it. So now it's a loan. She might not like it, but it turns into a loan. She goes to Bezin, Bezin obligated to pay it, and he said, oh, I don't have it now, so then now that means she wants the money. We view it as a loan.
That's
short for Bezin to find the obligation of Mice Bezin to make it better, turn it into a loan after 1 year. Mice Bezin means any obligation that Bezin makes the guy be obligated in, like Kass, Pitoy, Ksuba. These are not things that the person willingly obligated himself in. So those things are not loans. However, once he has to pay it, he's not paying it, small holds, that turns it into a loan. Rashi. Look, Rashi, he's not going to know, but I need to subsume the crime commission cancer. Who can ask the mighty shame about Mamasai and his cousin, who have a Mamasai, Harry Kiskifa, and Mother Harry Kiskifa. Period. Yes.
The person has a water bill, it's due the 14th, and can't pay it. They want to give you a call, like
it's roughly...
They just turned it into a loan.
What did turn into a loan?
That's what they did.
They collect interest.
They do. What it is that you owe the money, and we're trying to get it from the
That sounds like a loan, correct.
Basement has to follow up again and make sure it gets paid, or they're off the
bus. No, Basement has to help the collection process. What Basement does is allow a search for land, for things, whatever their limitations are, but they try their best to get the payment.
It still seems like it's a nice
abatement. But the application turned from a nice abatement into a loan because of the fact that it's being paid out. I'm not saying it didn't come because of them. That doesn't make a difference. It's now a loan that doesn't collect also. Every loan doesn't collect. You go to Benson to collect a loan, and the guy Benson says he's trying to pay, and he doesn't pay, Benson gets involved.
When does Suba become collectible to begin with?
Either in the death or the divorce.
So we have the 90 days that are run away until she becomes free to marry, which is a statement inside the Suba.
No, it's not.
And Suba said, when you become free to marry another man, that's what I'm obligated to do to Suba. So we have to wait the 90 days?
To not see Lahaka, I can't believe she got to look. Interesting point. Can you make her wait 90 days? I don't know. I don't know. By the way, it's not an Arab civil, but it's okay. Most of the things in the Texas civils are not an Arab civil. No, he wants to. He asked a different question. Roommate wrote again, divorced his wife the same day he wrote again. So now it's a 90 day waiting period. So he can get married. Can she collect it somewhere during those 90 days? Yes, yes, different child. Nothing to do with this tomorrow.
Before he gave it. I'm talking about before
he gave it the same day he wrote it. Yeah.
But she can't marry him for another 90 days.
That's true, right?
No. He wants to know if it's a collectible during those 90 days. My guess would be yes.
What is collecting the Suba and waiting? Why did Tony do that?
Because Rabbi Kleinman pointed out that the Nusach HaSuba in the Gemara, it said that the Suba says when you get married to somebody else, when you shnagasi le'achar, when you get have a right to marry somebody else, you have a right to collect it, Suba. Those are the words of the Suba.
If it's the right, and you will be the right, you had a right.
Again, you're right. But I'm just saying the words say.
I wonder if Suba has that.
Suba did not have that. I said that before. Can't keep up with him, you know what I mean? Should have reminded me of my manager and he was here this morning. I had a 7 o'clock flight. Could be back at work. Exactly.
You can't
explain all
that
with the right Shmuel. What? Right. That's the right answer. I'm a Shmuel, so we can buy some and this, halacha, is very practical. Suba can buy some bezin. Suba is considered a mice bezin, which means, ma mice bezin, nechtamim b'yayim b'nechtamim b'layla, ak suba nechtamim b'yayim b'nechtamim b'layla. By get, we said, you can, by any star, you cannot write it one day and sign it the next day. Because of the lien it creates. Forget about get. That monetary, borrow $100 from Corey, and the date says March 8th. You don't sign it until March 9th, it's a false star. Because the lien says March 8th, and it's not true. The lien happens by the signatures, and that's March 9th. Suba, written by day, right? Time by night, we have the same problem. So we create a lien. Liens cannot be created falsely. Therefore, bring the puzzle. Zap small, but nice and bezen, the lien happens before the signatures. Because the very fact that bezen obligates this money creates a lien as soon as it's written, before it's signed. Summer. Bezen obligates somebody to do something. That lien is created by Bezen. You don't need the signatures to create the lien. That means you can have a Subba, the date can Tuesday, and it can be signed Tuesday night, and it's not considered Shtar Muta. Again, please, you need a bright advice. I mean, give me a chance. Rashi. That's Rashi. Tonight's the best, Daniel. The dry bezel. My mind is bezel chiyuvim mishum sag dizel. The chiyuvim is because bezel said, I don't get loyichtem. Because the ain't shum haktama v'nechtamim b'yayim v'nechtamim b'lalwa. Av ksuba. The shas ksiba in the chnesses of chupa. The kira of chasnusu, they're getting married. Chayel shibuza av agar v'yachtem. Since they're getting married, the shibu happens before. Zub tarsus. That it's not proper to do this because we have additional money in the Ksuba that the Chas obligates himself in, and that needs signatures. That's what Tyson says. So Tyson says you have to make the kinyan the same day as the day of the star. The Kamina has to be written in, the kinyan has to be made because there's more in the Ksuba than the obligation Chazal made. If you ever listen to the Ksuba, that he has his finger this, and he oysters the delay, he adds, may his cooking catch and sorrow. He adds. That addition is not a nice event. That addition is his own obligation. And since it's his own obligation, you need a kinyan of that, because if not, it's considered a lien created without a right to be created. What? Yes. Standard. Right. The Greek, whatever it says, we'll get involved in the sugya of having a chuppah at a different night time than the ksuba, which we're all nervous about. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. I think Machlok is sadly here. Except recording started. It's not stopping.